Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Donovan Mitchell in the front court, crossover dribble, comes to the left, passes out to Niang, open three, got another one. Above the break, wide open, and the lead is 20. It's the biggest lead of the quarter for the Cavaliers. And the Warriors off to a horrible start here in Cleveland, Ohio. And the final score will be 136-117. Kenny Atkinson, Steve Kerr hugging center court. Lifelong friends now after working for 3+ years. Kenny Atkinson comes over, gets hugs from Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. Rick Celebrini. And, of course, here come the coaches. Chris Weems down there. Bruce Frazier. Very popular coach with the Warriors. It's like a receiving line for Kenny Atkinson right now. Pajemski, Wiggins. Big hug from Steph Curry. Kevon Looney. Trace Jackson Davis. Chris DeMarco. Good to see. And he was a big part of the Warriors' 2022 championship season. Told a great story to me one time about being in the meeting room before game four of the NBA Finals, and he's all nervous, as he is. He's kind of an excitable guy, and he's nervous with the Warriors being down 2-1 and saying, hey, we can't go down 3-1, can't go down 3-1. And then the meeting started, and he said everybody was calm. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, they were all very calm. Steve Kerr, very calm. And he couldn't believe how calm they were being down 2-1 in the finals. Of course, Steph goes out, gets 43. The Warriors win game four and go on to win that title. Well, the Warriors have some work to do coming off of this one. The Cavaliers off to the best start in franchise history. And they're a team to be reckoned with in the association. For the Warriors, well, the schedule doesn't necessarily get easier. They're going to Oklahoma City to take on that bunch with the best defense in the NBA right now. 136-117, Cavaliers, where they controlled, not, you could say it's a blowout win. They led by 41 in this one in a game that had no lead changes and only one tie. Tim Roy at Warriors.com. Dave checks in. Thank God for good coffee. Carolyn checks in, says it's she's expressing concern the loss of Brian Wheeler. We appreciate that. Brian Wheeler, former voice of the Portland Trailblazers, passing away tonight. And the Warriors, again, I just think hit the gas tonight and nothing there. But let's also point out the fact that the Cleveland Cavaliers are for real. This is a really good team, and they have found how they need to play to be successful. And their ball movement and spacing on offense was outstanding. Their defense was good, though I think Warriors had some unforced errors that kind of played into that in the first half. But, again, give Cleveland credit. This is a team that's going to be for real. It's not losing like losing to a team that you know is not going to be very good this year. And so the Warriors get blown out here tonight, and I think you take away the last two games in total. The Boston game, I think they proved they can play with anybody in this league, but I also think that game took out more than many of us even thought about in that game. That game was a grinder for 48 minutes. This game is also good for Golden State because we're thinking big picture here and not just tonight. Big picture is, okay, you've got some work to do. And if you don't come ready to play against the best teams in the league, you're going to get thumped. And it's going to happen 4 or 5 times a year. And I think it happened tonight for the Warriors. And it's kind of a nice early season reality check that, hey, you're good, but you're not good enough to not show up and play. And so I think the Warriors, in the grand scheme of things, will take this with a grain of salt. Cavaliers were paced by Darius Garland, who really looks like he is having so much fun out there and playing free and easy. He had 6 assists, 27 points. He was a plus 30. Jared Allen, who I think is one of the more underrated players in the year. He's a one-time All-Star. 13 points, 12 rebounds. He is credited for only one block But in the first half, he changed four or five shots by simply being there inside protecting the rim. Isaac Curl, that's the best we've ever seen him play. 16 points, 4 of 6 beyond the arc. He was a plus 32. And Evan Mobley, 23 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. He shot almost as many free throws as the Warriors as a team. The free throw disparity for the Warriors tonight, 24-28 for Cleveland, 10 of 14 for Golden State. And off the bench, Ty Jerome, who continues to prove time and time again, just like he did when he was with the Warriors on a two-way contract, he can play in this league. 20 points tonight, plus 13, 7 of 8 shooting. That's a season high for Ty Jerome. Very happy for him. He is a really tough customer. He works hard, and he is earning every bit of playing time and every bit of that two-year contract he signed with the Cavaliers. Warriors tonight, not much to say. Steph Curry played 23 minutes, 12 points. Draymond Green played only 20 minutes. But you can count on maybe one hand over the last, you know, 5-6 years where Wiggins, Draymond Green, and Steph Curry were minus 23 or worse. That just does not happen. And so tonight's kind of the aberration, you hope, the course of the season. Jonathan Kuminga, a lot of this in garbage time. 21 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, though, which you always like to see out of Jonathan. That means he's seeing the pictures better, seeing the floor better. 11 points for Moses Moody, who always works hard. 10 points for DeAnthony Melton in his return game. So, Warriors lose tonight. We look ahead to the upcoming broadcast as the Warriors will fly to Oklahoma City, wrap up this 5-game, 10-day road trip on Sunday, 3:30 with the airtime, 4 o'clock with the tip against a very good Thunder squad, so make sure you're around for that. And then Tuesday, the return of Clay as the Dallas Mavericks in town, 6:30 with the airtime, 7 o'clock with the tip.